1460 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and those of you who listen regularly know I often quote that wonderful quote from Edward Bernays, the father of modern-day propaganda, who was hired by the American Tobacco Company to convince women that they should smoke cigarettes, you know, back in the 1930s, and he was excellent at it. He's killed millions of women by getting them started to smoke, but he had written, you know, the intelligent and purposeful manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses as an important element in democratic society, and those who control this essential mechanism constitute an invisible government, which is the real ruling power in our society. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And I was thinking that this weekend when my son commented it because of the couple of television programs. One was Heroes, the other is Jericho, and they're both about apocalyptic times that people now are really beginning to, at least some people, beginning to make preparations for difficult times. And they're using those television programs to manipulate people's minds so that they begin to lay in some food or medical supplies or flashlights or the other things they would need if suddenly the world we live in were to end tomorrow. We notice that the large stores in our area, we have them, Costco, where you're a membership and you can go in and buy things very cheaply, that now they have emergency supplies. How easily we are manipulated. In fact, I was thinking myself, you know, Larry Silverstein, the man who owned the World Trade Center, and I've seen clips of him talking about Building Number 7 using the term "pull the building," and everybody said the term "pull the building," you know, meant pull it down, take the building down. But then, of course, out comes a made-for-television picture starring John Travolta. About firemen, and this one fireman who perishes in the building, and when they're going to have to get everybody out of the building, and there's no way to save this hero, why they use the term "pull the building," and suddenly I know that's the term that they use, firemen use when they want to pull all the firemen out of the building, but I suddenly realized, of course, the idea has been planted in my mind by the television program, and that explains what Larry Silverstein said. He wasn't saying pulling the building down. He was saying pull the firemen out of the building. So the idea was planted in my mind, and then, of course, to him, one of the biggest problems that the establishment has with the story of 9-1-1 was the passport. The passport of actually two passports, but one of them had actually been found a block. It was a passport of one of the hijackers who had flown into the North Tower, and the passport was found a block and a half away from the building, and supposedly somehow the terrorist had, you know, the passport had gotten out of the terrorist pocket and or wherever he was carrying it, and then out of the flaming inferno of the plane that crashed into the North Tower, and out of the flaming inferno of the North Tower, and just drifted gently and was found on the sidewalk a block and away from the North Tower. Now, that's a pretty absurd story. And yet, recently we heard the story of Corey Liddell, who he was, remember, the pitcher for the, I think, for the Yankees, and he was flying his plane. In fact, on the very day that he flew his plane, somebody, it looked just like a CIA mock-up, had a cartoon they showed on television all across America showed the plane flying along the East River, making a diving turn, 180-degree turn, and crashing into the building. How did they get that cartoon made on the very day that Corey Liddell died? And of course, the amazing thing is if you go up on the Internet and type in Corey Liddell plane crash passport, you'll find 20 or 30,000 entries on the Internet about his passport. Yes, his passport was found on the street along with the wreckage of the plane. Now, why would they bother to comment on that? Did they comment about the flight log? They found his wallet? No, they found his passport there lying on the street. The plane, of course, didn't go into the building. The engine did, but the rest of the wreckage just fell down outside, and there was his passport. And the idea planted in your mind, yeah, passports do survive airplane crashes, but who made that cartoon mock-up that we saw? Well, this is how they manipulate and control our minds. And why all the emphasis on the passport? Why not the fact that maybe he had a backpack or the color of the shoes he was wearing or what he was wearing? Why did they make such a point of mentioning the passport? Well, with us this morning, we have a good friend. His name is William Kennedy, and he's written a fascinating book on satanic crimes. Now, if they wanted us to really understand what was going on, why the media would tell us the true story of the satanic crimes going on in America, going on throughout the world, the secret societies, their involvement in this truly abhorrent behavior. But, of course, we are not constantly reminded we're involved in a spiritual battle. We're not constantly told about the demonic forces which are working at every level of our society. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in our government, in our universities, in our media, and in our churches themselves. So understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, but William has done a wonderful job with a new book. We're going to be having it available here. When will the book be available, William?
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. The book will be available through Ingram Distributors by December 15th, 2006, and you'll be able at that juncture to get it at RadioLiberty.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and my website, WilliamHKennedy.com. I strongly suggest that people buy Satanic Crime on RadioLiberty.com and also get your series that you did with Alexandra Robbins, who did the book Secrets of the Tomb. They're a good combination, my Satanic Crime book and that series you did with her. Now, my book, Satanic Crime, will give your listeners an overview of Satanism as it manifests in the new millennium. And as you said earlier, I deal with very much with secret societies and how they affect our society.
We'll be back in just a minute to talk about the Heatherfield Ring in Europe and the Bilderberg. If you haven't read about that, you know the paper. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is William Kennedy, and it's a fascinating book, and you'll certainly want to read it. But William, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the Bilderbergers. Now, this is something we would never be allowed to read about in America, either about the organization or about, what was this about, some sort of a pedophile ring?
Oh, yeah. Well, in one of the chapters of my book, I cover the case of Mark Dutroux, who was a serial killer and child rapist who was sent to prison in the mid-90s. Now, this was pretty much blacked out of the American press. What Mark Dutroux was doing is he was kidnapping young girls and boys and holding them in dungeons at a variety of houses he owned. He owned over a half dozen houses, and he built these very elaborate dungeons, and he would sell these boys and girls to elaborate sex rings. And when he went to trial, the judge involved, this judge John Marie Connerot, called for people to come forward who might have been sexually abused by Dutroux. Now, 10 women and 3 men came forward and said that they were at ceremonies with Mark Dutroux as children and that they were sexually abused by high-ranking members of the European nobility who were also members of the Bilderberg group. And I'll give you two names who came up specifically. King Albert II of Belgium was one of the people who was at one of these very strange rituals. And the other person was Elio Di Rupo, who was a Bilderberger and a major player in the European Union. Now, what happened was this whole trial was really a mockery. When this information started to come out, Judge Connerot was taken off the case, and Dutroux was tried only for 2 girls that were rescued from his dungeons, and he was put in prison. He was allowed to escape briefly. That was a very strange incident. But basically what happened after that is another journalist named Jean Nicolas went and he got all of the testimonies of these 10 women and the 3 men, and he published them in a book called The Pedophile Dossier, and he listed the names they gave in these court testimonies that were never released to the public. And what The Pedophile Dossier is, basically, it is a Bilderberger membership list. And what happened to Jean Nicolas, he was subsequently sued by King Albert II of Belgium, and he was forced to put a disclaimer in the book claiming that the King Albert denies the charges. And he was also later sued by the government of Belgium because he got these testimonies illegally. He didn't get them through the Freedom of Information Act. They were leaked to him by the government. Now, while all of this was going on, the number one child's rights advocate in Belgium, an anti-pedophile activist named Marie-France Bolt, was assaulted by a thug who threatened to kill her because she called for a further investigation into the Dutroux affair. Now, what happened over there in Belgium was the Belgian parliament called a special committee to meet, and they investigated this, and they came to the conclusion that there was, in fact, a major pedophile ring of aristocrats. They didn't happen to use the word Bilderberg or Bilderberg group or Bilderberger, but that's exactly what it is. And my book, Satanic Crime, is the first book to link a satanic serial killer and point out that the Bilderbergers were, in fact, tied to one.
And, of course, this is well-known in Europe and not known at all in America. In fact,
oh, no, this was also press, Dr. Stan. Now, in 1996, 350,000 Belgians all put on white clothing and marched at the Hague in protest of all of this, and it received barely any coverage in North America or in the New World at all. It was very trivialized, downplayed. Now, Marc Dutroux himself claims to be a Satanist, and he claims to be associated with several satanic organizations in his area, one of which was investigated, and they didn't find any evidence against them linking them to pedophilia, but they did know who Marc Dutroux was. So we're looking at the first nexus between what I would call elite Luciferian Satanists, that would be like the Bilderbergers, and more of your illegal satanic covens, which would be Marc Dutroux. And Dutroux was tried with three other people who were involved with this, and the middleman he had who linked him to the nobility was just released for good behavior. His name is Michel Nuol, and he was the middleman who used to set up these sex rituals at various castles throughout Europe, and he got out for good behavior, and the families of the victims are infuriated about this.
How long did he serve? Do you have any idea?
He was sentenced to 5 years, and he got out in like 3.5 or 4. He served
happened?
One-third of his sentence.
And what happened to the major culprit? How long?
The major culprits, the other three are still in prison. There was a fifth man who was murdered by Dutroux named Bernard Weinstein. He was found buried with some other children who were killed as a result of Dutroux's activities. And when the police went to Bernard Weinstein's personal effects, they found a letter requesting children for a satanic ceremony on Walpurgisnacht, which is a satanic holiday which is held on April 30th. So my book, Satanic Crime, offers completely documented, incontrovertible evidence that the Bilderberg Group is a satanic organization with links to self-styled satanic covens who are involved in pedophilia and the sex trade. And remember, Dr. Stan, our government, the Justice Department, the FBI, they deny this and deny this in the same way they denied the existence of the Sicilian Mafia for 30 years. J. Edgar Hoover refused to acknowledge the existence of the Mafia while the five families rose up and took over the unions and everything else. So they have a history of downplaying and covering up and denying these wide-scale cabals.
And now, where does the Skull and Bones, because you have a great deal of information on the Skull and Bones about their rituals, and apparently some people have really researched this and actually, capture the rituals on video cameras from adjacent buildings. And
oh, sure.
Why don't you tell us about the Skull and Bones, because this is so applicable today. After all, back in 2004, when we had a presidential election, we had a choice of one of two members of the Skull and Bones. What are the chances that could have happened, statistically, simply by accident?
And that's just ridiculous. Just in Satanic Crime, I cover the fact that, the Skull and Bones Society was started at Yale in 1832, and it is an elite old boys club fraternity. And as you said, it was such a farce and so ridiculous, the election of 2004, when John Kerry and George Bush, both of whom are members of the Skull and Bones Society, this fraternity, their ritual basically involves kneeling before a devil figure. One of the students is dressed up like Satan, and they are initiated into the order. Now, those two men did that, Bush and Kerry. They kneel before Lucifer. And the ultimate concern of the Skull and Bones is to better the careers of fellow members for the rest of their lives, even if it means both of them running for president or what have you. And major, major people in our country, Alan Dulles, the founder of the CIA, was a Skull and Bonesman. George W. Bush won. Fred Smith, the founder of Federal Express, who was on the board of the Cato Institute, who I used to respect, is a Skull and Bonesman. So we have major, major players. Even Ralph Nader's lawyer, Donald Etna, who he was going to make Attorney General, if he were elected president in the 2004 election, he too was a Skull and Bones member who was in the same class with Bush. So even the third party, so-called third party alternative in the 2004 election was a big farce. Now, you can go to my webpage, williamhkennedy.com, and go to the Satanic Crime Multimedia page, and you can see that film of these Skull and Bones that they took from an adjacent building. And what you see in this short, very short film is what looks like a mock human sacrifice. I hope it's a mock human sacrifice. But there is, you can see the devil figure standing over a body lying down and a nude Skull and Bones initiate coming over and doing some kind of stabbing motion. So I hope it's a mock ritual. But you can see that film, which was captured at Yale University. Now, Yale itself will never talk about the Skull and Bones Society, because the Russell Trust, Russell was the name of the man who founded it, actually owns the land on which Yale University rests. So the Skull and Bones Society owns Yale. They could technically, legally evict Yale from its campus anytime they want. So they've got the president of Yale and all the professors and all the people there kowtowed and quiet, and they're afraid to say anything. And I've dealt with a lot of this. I live near there. I'm a New Englander myself. So they've got the faculty there under wraps. So they're a pretty strong and powerful organization. And there again, they owe their ultimate allegiance to Lucifer, and they also owe their ultimate allegiance to bettering the careers of fellow members.
Well, you know, Chris, people don't realize that instrumental in getting us into the Second World War was Henry Stimson, Secretary of War. And he was
Skull and Bones.
And then, of course, instrumental in getting us into Vietnam was McGeorge Bundy, who was the National Security Advisor and one of the major culprits in the phony...
Skull and Bonesman.
Right, Skull and Bones. And he and Stimson were good friends. And, of course, the Skull and Bones people always infiltrate the Council on Foreign Relations, but their people are always in key positions. And there are only 15 of them a year, but they're part of the order that rules the world.
All right. There are about 800 living Skull and Bonesmen in any one generation. And there, as I said earlier, they're the very, very top people, including Fred Smith. The Cato Institute, I mentioned that again. I used to respect it. It's a so-called libertarian think tank. But if they have a Skull and Bonesman on their board of director, you know, they're not going to address things like, the Bilderberg situation and the Bohemian Grove, which is the other group. Now, I should also say, Dr. Stan, a lot of these people belong to all of these groups. For example, George W. Bush belongs to the Skull and Bones, and he's a Bilderberger, and he's a member of the Bohemian Grove, which is the third in the infernal trinity of Luciferian secret societies I cover in Satanic Crime. They are situated in California. They were founded in 1872. And Alex Jones, who you've had on this show as well, he filmed their secret ritual, and they do a very bizarre ritual before an owl god, and they are dressed in Ku Klux Klan-type outfits. And they, again, like the Skull and Bones, do a mock human sacrifice. I hope it's a mock human sacrifice. But they do this, and this, there again, it's all kinds of powerful people, and I'm talking Jimmy Carter, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Art Linkletter, Walter Cronkite, Newt Gingrich, Karl Rove, both Bushes, the most powerful people in the world perform this bizarre Bohemian Grove ritual. And Dr. Stan, I don't tell too many people this, but I once had dinner in the Bohemian Grove headquarters, which is in San Francisco. I did my master's degree there, and I was invited by a neighbor, and I really didn't know what it was then. It was a very nice building inside, and there was nothing spooky about it, but I noticed that they actually sold these little owl figures at the Bohemian Grove. I was people, the members take them home and they venerate them. They have them in their offices and houses and such.
Well, for any of our listeners, the Bohemian Grove does publish rather large books. There's seven of them. I think we have four of the six books set. But anybody who would like to see the pages from the Bohemian Grove, now, remember, here is where the leading people, the presidents, the secretaries of state, so many of them go, all sorts of bizarre sexual activity there, and and we can talk a little bit about that. But and then they have this 40-foot owl, and they do the feigned human sacrifice in front of it. And if you doubt that, you need to get the video we actually carry. It's a DVD by Alex Jones. We'll actually see this ceremony. But we actually will send, if any of you would like, a couple of pages out of the front of this Bohemian Grove book, a great big heavily bound book, where they talk about worshiping the owl. They say, we worship the owl, not, we have a fun get-together here. No, we worship the owl, of Moloch, an emblem of Luciferianism, as old as time. And yet, he's the leader of America today. You're not going to hear about it elsewhere.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
And, I mean, this is pretty pretty strange. Some of the people who go, of course, go because they want to, you know, rub shoulders with important people. Richard Nixon went, and we know from the Nixon tapes that he thought it was disgusting, but he was quite willing to compromise his principle because he wanted to be associated with men with power. And we know that David Gergen has actually dropped out. Because as he had written or said in an interview, he didn't like running around naked in the woods. Naked in the woods? Well, pick the story up. Is there anything else we ought to talk about this Bohemian Grove? It's not too far north of where I am, and it's very real. And they hold occult ceremonies.
Oh, it definitely is, Dr. Stan. And what's disturbing is I've even spoken with Bohemian Grove members and communicated with them, and they will say, like, well, they generally downplay it. They say, oh, it's no big deal. You do it once a year. We don't go every year. But they don't mention that they sell these little owl totems that they take home for their homes and offices. So they have these little devotional owls they take with them. So this owl religion is something they have with them year-round, not just the once a year they go there. And that's a very disturbing fact. And when you consider that they're tied to a lot of very bizarre things. Now, Hunter S. Thompson, who I once met in California, he allegedly committed suicide after he came out with his last book, which he called Hey Rube. And in this book, Hey Rube, he pointed out the reality of a international pedophile ring of very rich pedophiles who tend to enjoy kidnapping preteen children before Christmas and give them to each other as sex slaves as Christmas presents, as kind of a mockery of Christmas. And he was dead not long after that. It's very suspicious. He's also been tied to Bohemian Grove pornography in films, and that would make a lot of sense because Hunter S. Thompson had strong ties to the porn industry. He was friends with the Mitchell brothers, who owned the O'Farrell Theater in San Francisco, who were big 70s porn entrepreneurs, sadly enough. So Hunter S. Thompson was in the center of porn and, I believe, illegal porn as well. So there's a lot more behind his so-called suicide than they're really talking about, and I get into that a bit in the book. Now, it's very bizarre, Dr. Stan, because when you consider that the ties and the bizarre behavior on the part of members when they're at this actual ritual is quite sickening. You know, as you said, Richard Nixon said it was a homosexual organization with a different set of values, and I'm, you know, toning down President Nixon's language when I say that. Ronald Reagan had to make a compromise with them, and when he made a compromise with them, he knew then that he could be president because these people would back him. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this was reported in the paper, they vetted him to be governor of San Francisco at the Bohemian Grove. This is documented. It was in a newspaper. So it's very bizarre. They will leak little facts about themselves out, little factoids here and there, but they usually bury it at the bottom of other stories. But remember, all of these groups combined, and here's the frightening part of them, they control the economic and political destiny of the human race, and I mean all 6 billion of us on this planet. And there's only a few thousand of these people who do this, and of these few thousand people, they are either members of one of these three Luciferian secret societies, or they are controlled by members of one of these secret Luciferian societies. Bill Clinton's Under Secretary of State, John Shattuck, was a Skull and Bonesman. He now runs the JFK Library in Boston, which is quite ironic because JFK gave a speech against secret societies not long before he died. So as you see infiltration and the usurpation of whatever these people want. You know, whatever is of value, even, you know, people's reputations or whatever, they will take over and infiltrate and run things. And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian. Most of the major parties have been corrupted and sold out. As I said, the Cato Institute has Fred Smith on its board. You know, there's nothing Libertarian about having a Skull and Bonesman calling the shots at your organization. And that's what I really want to impress upon people, is that the people at the tip of the political economic pyramid who run everything are involved with satanic organizations. I prove this incontrovertibly in Satanic Crime. I have backup information on my webpage, williamhkennedy.com, and you can even look at some all sorts of articles and things I have on the Bilderbergers that were, you know, suppressed in the Bohemian Grove. So if I could just get that one hard fact out to people, it would be very gratifying. But remember, the big thing that we have, Dr. Stan, is apathy, that the evil's greatest ally is the promotion of apathy, not anger, not frustration, but apathy. And how this happens to us, if, for example, just go through any Blockbuster video and walk along the new release section, which is usually on the walls of the store, and you will be bombarded by satanic, violent, and sexual images. If you channel surf on your TV, you will be bombarded by satanic, sexual, and violent images. This is by design. It is deliberate. It is to numb us down to the reality of Satanism and occultism, which is taking over our society. You know, if you're constantly bombarded with these images, both overtly and covertly, then when you hear about things like people kneeling before the devil, they don't seem unfamiliar to the mind, because unconsciously we have been programmed and affected by this constant bombardment of sexual, satanic, and violent images. So when I tell people about the Bohemian Grove ceremony, it doesn't stun them. They're numbed down and they're dumbed down to it. Now, if you were able to go back in a time machine and tell people this 100 years ago, they'd be outraged and shocked and frightened and, you know, much more of a realistic response than we so-called moderns have to this. But I'm just trying to get people to, number one, realize that fact, that the people at top are Satanists and Luciferians, and that we are being subtly and overtly brainwashed by these people to accept their diabolical ways. That's the two things I want to bring out in this book, and I feel I've been successful with it.
It's a fascinating book, a fascinating read, and I read a pre-publication issue of it. Of course, it'll be available here, and as soon as the definitive copies are off the press, we'll get them to you. What you're saying is so reminiscent of what Alexander Pope wrote. Vice is a monster of such horrible mien as to be hated is but to be seen, but seen too oft, too familiar with her face. We first endure and then tolerate, and then embrace. And that's exactly what's going on today. They're playing games with our minds. And as we open the program with a quotation from Edward Bernays, understand how these things are going on. For instance, most people have heard of the Son of Sam killing David Berkowitz, but you've never heard the real story, because they're not going to tell you about the satanic cult he was part of. Most of the murders are still out there, and the government, there's some people in New York who want to go after them, but the people who control hold the reins of power aren't about to go after the satanic killers. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is William Kennedy, and we're talking about his book on satanic crimes. And, of course, we were just talking about David Berkovitz, the son of Sam Keller, being part of a much larger satanic cult, and that fact has been suppressed by the media, and the people who really could have investigated this back in New York City refused to do it. Some people knew about it, and they wanted to do something, but you tell the story.
Oh, sure. Well, David Berkovitz was the son of Sam, serial killer, who went on a bizarre killing spree in 1977. These killings are featured in the film Summer of Sam, directed by Spike Lee. And basically what David Berkovitz said after this series of killings and he was captured was that his dog told him to do this. A dog told him to go out and kill these people. Well, that turned out to be a cover story, and years later, David Berkovitz, who became a Christian, by the way, claims that he was part of a much larger satanic group and that there were other people, as you said, involved with the Son of Sam murders, which makes sense because when you look at the sketches of the perpetrators by witnesses of these different killings, they all look very different. Some of them don't look anything like David Berkovitz, and these were police sketches done by eyewitnesses. The other big thing is Maury Terry, and I draw from his book, The Ultimate Evil, he pointed out that there was a spin-off group of Satanists in that area who came from the Process Church of the Final Judgment. Now, just to give a quick breakdown of that, Robert Moore de Grimston and his wife Mary Ann were Scientologists, and they broke off from Scientology and started this Process Church of the Final Judgment, which was a satanic organization that combined Lucifer worship with other forms of diabolical ceremonies. They got a lot of rich followers for many years, and their church broke up in 1975 officially. And Maury Terry, and I cover this in Satanic Crime 2, claims that there were spin-off groups of the Process Church, and one of these groups is the organization that David Berkovitz joined right after he got out of the Army and was a security guard and took courses at a junior college. He went to several college-related parties and came in touch with this Process Church spin-off group, and eventually all these killings started. And he claims that it was this group he was involved with. Now, you won't hear or see this on CNN or A&E or Court TV because those people tend to downplay and minimize the role of organized Satanism. And they always like to depict Satanist killers as lone nut assassins or isolated kooks. Well, in Satanic Crime, I point out that when you look closely at a lot of these cases, like David Berkovitz and Richard Ramirez and Ricky Casso, which I cover in Satanic Crime, they tend to belong to covens, and they tend to belong to an extended network of Satanists. For example, Ricky Casso, who murdered his best friend in a ritual in the mid-80s, belonged to a larger satanic group called the Black Circle Boys, who were a satanic group at his high school. And Klebold and Harris, the Columbine shooters, were part of the Trenchcoat Mafia, which had ties to an even larger satanic group. So the lone nut or lone couple of nuts motif that Court TV and CNN will give you is a myth they fabricate. It is a lie. The reality is most satanic killings and violence, including the church burnings down south, were perpetrated by groups of Satanists who have ties to larger groups of Satanists. And that's one thing I bring out in Satanic Crime, and another like major issue I want to push out there is don't believe everything you read in the papers and see on TV about what's really going on out there, because they underreport and downplay satanic elements in a story as much as possible. Well, when you consider that, like, look at Fred Smith, who owns Federal Express and a Skull and Bonesman. Look at all the ads he runs on all these major big networks. You know, none of those networks are going to run a lot about Satanism, because they fear that, you know, Fred Smith would cut off their advertising money. You know, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Fred Smith doesn't even have to call him up and say anything. It's just an implied threat. So when you look at people who control our economy like that, they're even going to cover up for these self-styled and criminal Satanists, I call them, these real brutal murderous types that are certainly out there. You know, there was a guy in Europe, Barge Vikernes, who burnt down a series of churches in Norway and murdered his best friend. The government of Norway banned the Satanic Bible from being sold in Norway over this, and we didn't hear a word about Barge Vikernes in the United States. If you ask any people on the streets who Barge Vikernes was, they would have never heard of him, but a country banned a book over him.
And, of course, Anton LaVey, who started the Church of Satan, and, of course, he had lots of officers and many disciples. And what was the relationship between Charlie Manson and, of course, Satanism?
Well, Charlie Manson was there again involved with the Process Church of the Final Judgment, as was Berkowitz. And he lived a few doors down with his family, which is the name of his cult. He got the name The Family from the Process Church, by the way, and he even wrote an article for the Process Church magazine, which they used to give out for Robert Moore de Grimston. Now, when Charles Manson was arrested for the Manson family killings, you know, Sharon Tate and all that, two members of the Process Church of the Final Judgment visited him in prison, and during his trial, Vincent Bugliosi, who helped me with my chapter on Manson and satanic crime, by the way, very nice man, he asked Charlie about the Process Church, and Charles Manson said Robert Moore de Grimston and he were one and the same.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, that was the district attorney, wasn't it?
Yes, he was a state prosecutor, Vincent
right.
Bugliosi,
right.
who prosecuted Charles Manson and three of his followers for the murders, the Tate-LaBianca killings. And he later wrote a book called Helter Skelter, which is, you know, one of the best true crime books ever written, you know, big major seller. And he's done a lot of documentaries on television on Manson. I mean, he feared for his life.
William, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll get you on again. We can go on for another hour.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Very good to be here.
Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here, and encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
we have a 4-tape set on Skull and Bones, with interviews with people who've studied this. We actually have the entire membership list that's published by Skull and Bones. We're not supposed to have it, but we have it, and we make this available in the syllabus if you're interested. And I think the latest update was in about the 1983 or 84, somewhere at that time period. But these are the people, of course, who are running the world today. 83 or 84 was the new people who were just coming into Skull Bones, leaving Yale at that time. And then, of course, we have the book Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones. We have the The American Establishment by Professor Sutton, all books on the Skull and Bones Society. And then, of course, we carry Alexander Robbins' great book on Skull and Bones. But if I can suggest our 4-tape set, which will give you an excellent overview. We have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, actually tapes from people who've snuck in there and have been watching this. And one of them is from a woman who was a sex slave who'd been kidnapped and been taken by the CIA when she was very young and was utilized there to compromise the leaders of the world so that they would go along with what they were told. And then, of course, we actually, any of you would like, we'd be glad to send you the pages from the Skull and Bone, from the Bohemian Grove's own publication, where they talk about worshiping this 40-foot owl, the Owl of Moloch, of course. This is not imaginary. This is real. Let me suggest probably one of the finest things we have is Alex Jones's a DVD, and it's actually in 3 or 4 parts on what happened when he went in and actually got into the Skull and Bones headquarters. Anyway, all of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which begins to tie together this whole tapestry we've been talking about of satanic organizations working at the highest levels of our government. Why, you need to get Brotherhood of Darkness. You get the book, the video, the audio tape, and then, of course, we also have so much other material. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our internet programs there at other times. Encourage people to listen, to get educated, to understand we're involved in the spirits of battle, and there truly are demonic forces working in America. And if you doubt it, you need to get the video. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. I have never talked to anybody who saw the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, whoever looks at the world through the same eyes again. Or certainly the book we carry, Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin, a Catholic priest, written back in the 1980s. You can get that by itself or with the 4 interviews with Malachi talking about what really goes on in the Vatican. And this is not to say that most Catholics aren't good people who love the Lord, because they are. But within the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, within the hierarchy of the Protestant Church, within the hierarchy of the Jewish religion, are these satanic forces. And this is what's really going on. Don't be taken off track by saying, oh, it's a Jewish conspiracy or it's a Catholic conspiracy. It is a satanic conspiracy, a conspiracy against God. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for my ministry. And until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach